don't want to lose. I want to win.
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it. Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717. Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. This is our NFL edition. We are coming to you live from our WatchEveryGame.com studios. I've got a great Watch Every Game story for later in the segment. I'm second half Chaz. We've got Steve on the board. Zach, our intern's helping out. Of course, we've got with us Johnny D.
Whoa, I'm extra fired up today. What an exciting NFL season we're having. I can't wait to get to the callers and get this hurry-up offense going.
Over the next 60 minutes, we're going to cover as many opinions on as many games as an hour will handle. We want to know what the public is thinking. Remember, you guys are the public, so give us a call, 866-405-1717. As always, callers wanted, winners preferred. So let's see what the public's thinking. We're going to take our first call and find out. Let's talk to Wes.
Hey, what's up, Chaz? How was your week?
Wes, we're doing well, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Great Sunday at Arrowhead last week.
Yeah, no, you had a pretty good week bouncing around. You got some miles, frequent flyer miles, but anytime you can do Arrowhead and Planet Hollywood in Vegas in the same week, you got to stop and thank somebody.
Yeah, I have no complaints. My liver might disagree. There might be some complaints there. But
yeah, you know what? You can dry out later. And football season ends soon.
Yeah. This week I love Carolina. When the lines were released, it started 7.5, and I actually caught it at 8. I watched it go up and down a little bit. Carolina coming off a bye. They play tough. I think it's going to be a dirty grind kind of game. They may lose, but I don't think they're going to lose by more than 3 or 4. They're still mad about that playoff game where Russell Wilson just stood on his head. I love Carolina to go into Seattle and give them a tough game, maybe even pull it off. But
well, yeah, those Seahawks, Wes, are not they're not last year's or the year before Seahawks. All right, so Johnny D, what do you think, buddy?
Hey, these, I think, are the two best defenses in football, Carolina and the Seahawks. Panthers at 4-0 off a bye week. They're actually averaging 27 points a game on offense. Seahawks are 2-3. They blew a big lead in Cincinnati. They lost to Green Bay and St. Louis. They did beat Detroit and Chicago. I'm worried about the Seahawks and how good this team really is. I do have a lot of respect for their defense. But 7 points... Cam Newton, Carolina plus 7. It's too many points in this game. I like Carolina myself.
And the line's moving because he said that he got it at 8. So, you know, that shows that the money's making the line move. Now, the one thing I want to mention, you go to our Facebook page, Sports Betting Weekly. You can see the picture that two of our listeners, Brad and Wes, sent in from Planet Hollywood. They seemed like they had a good time. So he left there, and then he flew out and to the Kansas City-Chicago game. And guess what he got to see there? He got to see his Bears win, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool week, man. All right, the public is talking. We're starting with dogs. Hector, you got a winner for us, buddy?
Yeah, I'm going to switch it up a little bit, Chaz. I think I'm going to take a favorite today. I started off really 100% sure on this one, and I'm getting some mixed results watching ESPN experts on it. But I'm going to stick with it. I'm taking Minnesota. -4 at home against Kansas City. Kansas City's done, dude. I think their coach isn't going to last past half the season. And once he lost Jamal Charles, that's after offense. So pretty much, I don't know if there's anybody that can convince me otherwise, but I like Minnesota -4.
Yeah, Hector, they just stopped scoring last week when he got hurt.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, like I said, 1-4, and now Denver's going to be 6-0 after this week. So I think they're pretty much done.
And, you know, he's a great coach, but offensively they've always struggled. It's been, 2 years they've gotten one touchdown to a wide receiver. That's not going to cover a lot of point spreads.
Thanks, Chaz.
All right, buddy. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. Johnny, do you know what? When I look at that game, because of the fact that we're in San Diego, and of course I live with Vicky, who's a big-time Charger fan, all the AFC West games really are key this year. But Kansas City coming into the beginning of the year, people thought they were going to do a lot better.
Yeah, I was drinking that Kool-Aid myself. You know, they're 1-4. It's a very sad state of affairs in Kansas City. They've lost 4 in a row. That loss to Chicago was brutal. But losing Jamal Charles, their best player, out for the season, they're done.
Yeah, and just so you know, Hector, Minnesota has covered 8 of 10 for the first half. So don't be afraid to win more bets with that one play. All right, let's see here. I'm going to grab our sheet. Remember, we keep track of every single caller's picks, and this guy has hit 3 of his last 4. We're going to go out to Sal in Connecticut. Sal, you got another winner for us, buddy?
Yeah, I like the Panthers today. I think the Seahawks, always play well at home, but they haven't been playing that well, and given 7.5 is more than a touchdown. I think the Panthers are playing well enough to cover.
Yeah, no, Wes called in. He got it up to, he had said it moved to 8, so he got it at 8. And when you're talking about 7.5, 8, it really is, Sal, a great experience if you're watching the game and your team has the ball and golly gee, you're winning by even 1 or 2 points and the Seattle fans and the Carolina fans are biting their nails, but you're sitting there just chuckling and laughing because you're not going to lose that game.
Right.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, I also think you got to remember that, you know, the betting public sometimes gets a little hangover from last year. You know, the Seahawks are not as dominant as they were.
No, you're absolutely right. The other thing is that the public sometimes does, Sal, is they like you said, they drink the Kool-Aid, Johnny said, on the media. And you look at Philly. Philly's a fine example. Since he's gotten there, they have done nothing but take people's money, the Eagles.
Yep.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. Have a great week.
Thank you.
All right, so, hey, speaking of the Planet Hollywood crew, let's slide over and take Brad's call. Brad, what do you got, a winner, buddy?
Hey, Chaz, how you doing, brother?
We're doing well.
Hey, listen, yeah, of course I got a winner. What, are you kidding me? So, listen, hey, I'm out and about already, big college day today, but, hey, listen, let's talk NFL. I'm going to stay away from that Panthers-Seahawks game. It's one of those ones where I think, you know, like, you know, we just talked about, you know, people, it's a bandwagon game, you know, a hangover game, talking about last year and things like that. Let's move out to, you know, and I've doubted them since week one, and I've actually made money betting against them, but I'm going to go with them this week. Let's go with the Dolphins, okay? Let's go with the Dolphins. You got a fired up coach coming off a bye week. He's got this team fired up. Oklahoma drills in practice. You know what I mean? And they're not a bad team. They're just not a physical team. And he's got Ndamukong Suh with the right mind. Tannehill's still a $15 million a year quarterback. They got the weapons to win. Going up against a Titans team where you got a rookie quarterback. I mean, yeah, they went 13-0 against Buffalo. Buffalo, Tyrod Taylor runs a couple touchdowns, easy money. I mean, and they're getting 2.5. I mean, the Dolphins are going to go in there 27-10 and take care of this. It's a good money line play. It's at 120 right now. I love the Dolphins. I love it. And, you know, these first-time coaches, this team's going to be fired up. They're going to go in
there.
Well,
no, you're absolutely right. And it's a whole nother aspect. You can look at the stats all you want. You could look at the trend. You could look at all the matchup information. But when you have a new coach like that, it's a culture thing. And sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. You know, and you mentioned college football. We got a couple of those this week in college where the coaches, you know, are gone. So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, but I definitely like Campbell. Like I said, I think the mentality and the attitude changes, especially against a weak Titans team. I mean, they're still trying to put pieces together.
Yeah. So last week you had the winner and Wes got the push. So at least you dropped it down from a two teamer to a straight bet.
Right. And listen, I never doubt Wes for a minute. The WB is always a winner. And like I said, I'm going to go ahead and parlay the Dolphins and the Panthers.
Oh, yeah, you take a push. When you're down 17 like that last week, you take a push every single time.
Hey, a push is a win. You know
you got it.
Hey,
all right, Brad.
The deal's got an 8, you got 21, take even money.
You got it. All right, we'll talk right, next week.
You got it.
So what do you think about the
Dolphins-Tennessee?
Dolphins-Tennessee game.
Yeah, both teams are 1-3. You know, the Dolphins with the new head coach Dan Campbell. Yeah, I'm glad the team made a change. He has told the team they're going to start running the ball. They have lost their last 3 games to the Jets, Buffalo, and Jags. They lost to Buffalo by 27. The Titans last week lost to Buffalo by one. So that's something to think about. Marcus Mariota had his worst game, but he's a rookie in the NFL. I'll give him a little break on that. I'm looking at the under. 44.5 seems like a lot of points. I think this game is going to go under the total in Miami, Tennessee, under 44.5.
All right, so Johnny, give him the number quick.
1-866-405-1717. Hey, pick up the phone. We'd love to hear from some callers. Let's hear what you got. We have people all over riding around Southern California listening on the net. 1-866-405-1717.
Yeah, remember, if you don't get a chance to call, you can always tweet your picks. And again, picks, I'd rather you tweet us winners. At SB Weekly or Facebook, sportsbettingweekly.com. But so far, it's a dog weekend. We got a couple of Carolinas getting 8 and Miami getting 2.5. What I'm looking at is the TV listings. And I'm laughing because, you know, that game that they're talking about, the Miami-Tennessee game, that's the kind of game that they'll put on. They'll put on that game. And it'll be the only game I have. But they don't have to worry about it because if you – Go Today is a perfect example. The Big Ten Network on Time Warner, they want me to pay more for that. So, you know, I go, I grab my remote, I put on the Big Ten Network, and all of a sudden I get this message, you know, this is not part of your subscription. All I do, Johnny, is I go to the back, I unplug the cable from the cable box, and I stick it into the watcheverygame.com box, and like 3 seconds later, that game is on the screen. Go to watcheverygame.com. No more, just basic cable and watcheverygame.com. The promo code is radio. It'll save you $50 and they've got free shipping. So literally, for a couple $100, you will never, ever have to worry about that again. When we come back, we're going to be talking to America's finest sports bar. Sports Betting Weekly.
When Vince Young scored on 4th and 5 in the 2006 Rose Bowl, two things happened. The Texas Longhorns won the NCAA title, and championshipfootballs.com was born. From Texas to Alabama to Ohio State, and now for Super Bowl winners too. championshipfootballs.com is the place for the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, 10 years later, championshipfootballs.com has the autographs too. See if any of these names remind you of a special time in your football life. Michael Bennett, Lou Holtz, Joe Montana, Devin Smith, Jameis Winston, Rocky Blyer, Rocket Ishmael, Ara Parsegian, Mike Stonebreaker, Chris Zorich, Luther Bradley, Todd Light, Tony Rice, Lawrence Taylor, Dave Casper, Marcus Mariota, Rudy Rudiger, David Tyree. Enter the promo code RADIO and you'll instantly save $50 on any of the championshipfootballs.com autographed footballs. championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movie.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6betsagame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6betsagame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sports books all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6betsagame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half half or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's sixbetsagame.com. Start winning more bets now.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz, and along with Johnny D.
Hey, now.
We are talking to the public. Whenever the media discusses sports betting, you always hear mentioned the public. The public's doing this. The public's all over that. Well, guess what, guys? You found the public. Our callers are the public. Now, this is our Fox Sports Grill segment. I'm going to talk a little about the Fox Sports Grill in a bit. First, I want to get out to Brian. Brian, you got a winner for us.
Yeah, we got a two-team parlay this week. We got Carolina with the points. They're on fire. Unstoppable defense. And 49ers are due for a win. They're due for a win.
Well, you know what? Thanks again, Brian. We'll talk to you next week. Johnny, the Carolina game. Now, remember, we've had a few weeks where the public's all over a team, and that team has come through. We've had a couple weeks where it went the other way. But the 49ers, that's the first time I've heard anybody say that word in a while.
Yeah, back to Carolina. You know, they're averaging 27 points a game. They have a great defense and Cam Newton. Seven's too many points. But over to the 49ers game, this one I took a close look at, too. And I got to tell you, Baltimore's off a very tough loss to Cleveland last week, 33-30. They're 1-4. You take a closer look, four of their losses have been by a total of 15 points. They actually let Josh McCown throw for over 450 yards against them. So, that being said, if Colin Kaepernick can get it going, and I think he will, the 49ers are probably in a good place here at home with the points. You talk about an exciting NFL season. Remember, anything can happen. The 49ers lost a game to the G-men at the last second. They lost to Green Bay only 16-19. So maybe they're going to end their four-game home losing streak. I'll take the 49ers myself and the points.
Yeah, this one here is jumping at me as an underplay, but as you know, it's so hard to bet unders. But unless you got to watch every game box, this game ain't going to be on TV here in San Diego. So this way you don't have to worry about it. You can just watch the score. Let's go out to our next caller. He's making a return appearance. Tried to bang a two-teamer last week, but it didn't go through. Augustine, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, friends. Happy Saturday.
Yeah, how are you?
Oh, wonderful. This week, I love New England Patriots to destroy the Indianapolis Colts.
Is it the deflate gate thing? What do you think?
No, it's nothing to do with that. They're just a better team. And if Andrew Luck doesn't play, that 9 points should be 29.
There you go, buddy. All right, we'll talk to you next week, Augustine.
I think he's got another one. You got two, Augustine?
You got two picks?
I will also go with the over in that game, of course.
Yeah, well, you can't go wrong with an over in a New England Indy game. I think you've probably got a pretty good winning record there. And we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
All righty then.
All right. All right, so yeah, last week he had that game, the heartbreak game. He had Baltimore in the over, and it really was a great win for Cleveland, a tough loss for Baltimore, no doubt about it. All right, so let's see. Last week, we're in our Fox Sports Grill segment. And I may have mentioned to you, if you looked on our Facebook page at Sports Betting Weekly or on Twitter at SB Weekly, I've got a new favorite, Johnny. It was for many, many weeks the shrimp basket, the popcorn shrimp.
Right.
Because of the fact that I like popcorn shrimp anyway. How do you not like popcorn shrimp? But they serve it on top of popcorn. So when you're done with the shrimp, you still got the popcorn. But my new favorite. And you guys couldn't make it, but so I took pictures for Cassie was there, our intern with Tyler and Christopher. But it is the seared ahi Caesar salad. So you get a Caesar salad and you get a choice of chicken or shrimp. And I went with the seared ahi. Oh, my God. There was more seared ahi. You got to look at the picture online than there was romaine. But it was just so good. It really is America's finest sports bar. Before we get out to talk to somebody from the Fox Sports Grill, though, we're going to talk to Nick, because Nick, I think if I'm looking, let's say we're starting to get a lot of sheets of paper with our winners, and it looks like Nick, you're struggling the last 3 or 4 weeks, huh?
Yeah, the Oakland Raiders were only getting 5 last week, and they end up losing by 6, but squandered 2 opportunities in the red zone.
Oh, they had that game.
Cover.
They had that game, and again, if you followed Nick's picks early, you know, they won early. You can catch a couple tickets early. And remember, that's the one thing about, you know, we talked, Nick, about the 6betsagame.com. Sometimes when you're doing those reverse picks, they don't end up winning the game, but you can catch the first quarter and the first half.
It's a true story, yep. But Chaz, I'm looking to get back on the Schneid this week with a 2-team parlay, and I'm going right back at the Denver Broncos. My 2-team parlay this week is going to be the Cleveland Browns, because again, everyone looks at that Bronco record, and you know they're not looking that they should have lost that game in Oakland last week. And then I'm also going to go out to Buffalo, and I think the Buffalo Bills are a straight up winner against the Cincinnati Bengals. So, you know, if the betting man in me says take the points because you're going to get more than a field goal in both of those games, but the real gambler in me says you might have a 2-team money line there that could pay out.
Well, you know, you are in the right room with Johnny D here to be talking money line parlays, because I would say that might not be the most important thing that you want to put on his tombstone, but I would say it would be in smaller print at the bottom, because he really has done a good job. And as you know, when you're getting that, what kind of return on your investment you get if you go with that?
That one is right now for $100. On a 2-team parlay is a +330.
Yeah, so that's almost,
those are fun to hit.
That's
man.
Almost twice
really
as much.
Are.
Exactly, exactly. So what's the line on that Cleveland game?
4.5 right now. The site that I use, Sportsbook, sportsbook.ag,
yep.
And then 3.5 for the Bills. So
there you go.
I'm going to take the points on a conservative parlay. But like I said, the gambler in me also likes the money line 2-team around that.
Yeah, you know what? We had Bobby earlier in the year. First 3 winners he gave us were all dogs. He didn't have one of them on the money line. Nick, he was kicking himself, and I said, "That's sports betting. You kick yourself when you win. You kick yourself when you lose."
That's
you
right.
Know? All right, Johnny D, what do you think? We'll talk to you next week.
Nice
Nick.
Call, Nick. Good picks here. To the first game, Denver at Cleveland. Josh McCown of the Browns really showed me something last week with that win over Baltimore. McCown threw for 450 yards, 2 touchdown passes. He ran one in, no picks. But over to the Broncos at 5-0, not for long. Peyton Manning has 6 touchdown passes and 7 picks. Their defense leads the league in sacks, turnovers, fewest yards allowed. They've got a great defense. But I think the Broncos' luck's about to run out. You take a closer look at who they've beaten. Their wins are over Oakland, Detroit, Kansas City, Minnesota, and Baltimore. So, yeah, I like the Cleveland Browns at home myself, too, in that game.
All right, so now before we head out to talk to Jason from the Fox Sports Grill, I want to mention it. If you didn't pick up the UT on Thursday, they were kind enough to include us in an article on them in the UT, the San Diego Union-Tribune. I got a copy of it and posted it online. We had another great Thursday night game there. That game was a shocker. No one saw that coming. And, of course, you know, I love block punts. Block punts you don't see normally in NFL games, Johnny. Those are a Saturday event usually. But that was exciting. They're becoming famous down there at the Fox Sports Grill, and they're bringing Sports Betting Weekly along for the ride. Jason, we appreciate it, buddy. You got a winner for us?
You got to make up for my one miss last week. 2 out of 3, couldn't get it, but those 3-teamers are tough. But I'm just sticking with one game this week. I like Denver -4 to beat Cleveland. I definitely think they should cover there. Should be a great weekend again at Fox Sports Grill. We're looking forward to Chargers game in the afternoon. We're looking forward to having you guys again on Thursday. This last Thursday was great. And we had a great article in the Night and Day Union Tribune mentioning you guys and our place. And really great. Have a nice weekend.
Yeah, you know what? Let's go out to Tyler, because we got Tyler on the line. Tyler, you were actually there. You witnessed firsthand my seared ahi salad, did you not?
Yeah, it looked awesome.
Oh, man. And don't get me wrong, if you're not a fish eater, because it's really close to sushi. I mean, it's when they say seared, they mean it touches the grill for a little bit. But, Johnny, yeah. So we got Tyler on the line. Now, Tyler's been doing well. I mean, the last couple three, four, or five. So you've given us, Tyler, you've given us a W. You lost the game when Seattle was getting points. I don't know, was that Kansas? Was that Cincinnati? Or I don't remember. But then WWW. So you have given us six plays, five winners, and you got Jason, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. This guy was ticked last night, or Thursday night, when we talked to him, Tyler, because he had a loser. He was 2 for 3. He had an attitude about it. So between the two of you guys, you have given us 6, 10, 14, 17 plays and had three losers. You're 14-3 between the two of you guys that were there Thursday night at the Fox Sports Grill. You know what? We should have just took the whole crew right down to TJ right then and there and put our bets in. Who do you like this week, buddy?
I'm going to take the Seahawks, -7 against the Panthers in Seattle. You know, it seems like the Panthers are the right pick, but they're actually 0-4 straight up and against the spread with Cam Newton in their games after the bye week. And
No, that's an important stat to know, because those bye weeks are now we're in the heart of the bye weeks.
Yeah, and Seattle has their number. They're 5-0 straight up and 3-1-1 against the spread in the last five games they played against the Panthers, and they're actually getting Marshawn Lynch back for this game, so they're probably going to be a little more dominant. And I'm going to take Seattle -7.
All right, just so you know, we got some dog people. The Carolinas were barking earlier, Tyler. So we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks.
So Johnny D, bye weeks, real quick. What do you think?
I don't put too much stock in them unless a team's really going south and they really need to regroup or they're decimated by injuries. You know, Carolina's undefeated, averaging 27 points a game. That Seahawks offense is what makes me nervous in this game.
Yeah, so remember, guys, when you get anywhere near downtown, find Petco Park, look up, find the Hilton. We're on the water Thursday nights. We're turning Thursday nights into Super Bowl parties at the Fox Sports Grill. Sports Betting Weekly will be right back.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I'm second half Chaz along with Johnny D.
Hey now.
This is the second half of the show, a perfect segment for sixbetsagame.com to sponsor. If you look on the website last week, shows Mythical Bankroll went 1-2. Now, 1-2, you're thinking, right, you lost money, but our big bet hit, first quarter under on the New Orleans-Philly game, and that's one of the things we were talking about, Johnny, with Nick, is that whole the public and the media. People keep thinking that Philly's going to erupt for points. Well, in the first quarter, they haven't been. So we cashed that one. We still lost, but we only lost 30 pesos. So we're still up over 5,000 pesos. We're going to take it all down to Caliente. I'm hoping you're listening, Caliente, because you're going to have to get extra buckets that weekend. I don't know how many. I think you got, 4 or 5 beers in a bucket, Johnny?
Whatever it is, I'm ready to go after the show, man. I'll drive.
There we go. So sixbetsagame.com was the only reason I knew that both Philly and the Saints were combined under 14 of 16 in the first quarter last week. It's data that's simply worth its weight in winning tickets. I used to say worth its weight in gold, but winning tickets are better for me. So as we go through the games, this segment will focus on some of the data from our sixbetsagame.com account. Right now, we're going to go out. I got the pool in front of me, Johnny. And remember, our pool, you go to CBS, and if you can't get on, you can check it out on Facebook. If you want to call the show now, Johnny, they should call the toll-free. What's that number?
1-866-405-1717. Thinking about my picks.
There you go. And don't forget, at SB Weekly, you can post your picks on Twitter. You can post your picks on Facebook. If you're catching this show on the podcast after we're off the air or from another radio station that is playing us on a delay, then you can do that, and we're going to count them towards your regular season record. But Joe Lucibello from Connecticut is winning. He won the first week with 12 winners. He tied with Tommy. Week two, I had 11. I won. Week three, Mo had 14. He was 14-2 that week. The next week, I tied with Ariel, the Oakland Raider guy. He's head of the Oakland Raider Booster Club in San Diego. Nice guy. You know, I get a little scared around normal Raider fans, but he doesn't scare me at all. But we tied with 8. The winner was 8. Last week, Wes, I didn't give Wes a shout out. Wes, if you're still listening because you already called, I'm going to give you a shout out for winning last week. But the winner for the lead so far, Joe from Connecticut. Joe, you got another winner for us?
I hope so. I've given you guys a couple of losers the past couple of weeks. My picks in the pool are doing pretty well, but my best bets are lacking here. It might sound like I'm rushing a little bit over here. I'm kind of liquefying my assets to get all my money out to bet the Patriots this week. Given 7.5, they're going to Indianapolis. And, you know, I hate the Patriots, but you give them some clipboard material, you give them some corkboard material there, and they're just going to take advantage of it. And I feel like they owe something to the Colts from Deflategate. And, you know, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, don't forget, they're given 7.5. I feel like this is a game, I don't know, they might win by 20, 30. Who knows who's playing quarterback for the Colts? They're playing some decent football without Luck, but with them this season, they just haven't looked great. And, you know, I really like the Patriots this week.
All right, Joe, again, good job on the pool. We'll talk to you next week. Johnny, isn't that the same game that Augustine likes?
Yes, it is, actually. We didn't really talk about it, but good job, Joe. Colts at home, Lucas Field. Is Andrew Luck going to play? Yes or no? If you're going to bet this game, you might want to find that out before kickoff. The Colts have a little pass rush, but I didn't want to bring up the D word, but I guess I will. Deflategate. You know, I think the Patriots are still pretty pissed off about all this. It's a rematch of the playoff game last year where Patriots smashed the Colts 45-7. Brady to Gronkowski for a couple of touchdowns. Their new running back, Deion Lewis, is looking great. Yeah, I agree with all our callers. I think the Patriots are going to really roll over the Colts this weekend.
Now, here's one that this jumps out the same exact way as that game last week with Philly and New Orleans. In their last 8 road games, New England's under the number in the first quarter, 6 of 8, and at home the last 7. So that they haven't played 7 home games yet this year, so that's going all the way back. Only regular season. That would not be playoff games because, Johnny, you and I were in Vegas for the Deflategate game. And you noticed that. You said those balls look a little thin. I remember you saying that.
I'm so used to handling those championship footballs that are perfectly inflated to a 12.5 or whatever it is.
So just be careful. And here's the thing. This is a great opportunity. So if you hit that first quarter and it goes under, I would turn around and let it all roll on a live in-game on the over because – golly gee, if it's 3-3 after the first quarter, you can get that 55 because it's now sitting at 55. You can get it down maybe to 49. And there's a big difference between 49 and 55.
Yeah, for guys that don't do it, it's so much fun to bang a team 3 or 4 times in one game. Hit the first quarter, hit the first half, maybe the second half of the game. You know, cash a couple of tickets on one team in one game.
And it really is, you know, it's a Sunday night game. You see it at the beginning of the year. It's the rematch of the AFC Championship game. It looks great on paper. And then you got a guy with a bad shoulder, and the Colts are not the Colts. I mean, don't get me wrong. They're hanging around their division because they've won all their division games, but they are definitely not the Colts of the last couple of years. So it'll be interesting to see. I know that my son Christopher is a big Colts fan, so it could be a long Sunday night at the second half Chaz household. All right, let's go out to another guy that gave us a winner last time, Kevin. Kevin, you got another winner for us?
All right, so Cincinnati Bengals here, -3.5 over Buffalo. That offense is not going to be stopped by the Bills. Winter isn't quite there yet in Buffalo, so I think that's a pretty good lock there, Cincinnati over Buffalo.
All right, Kevin, we'll talk to you again next week. Yeah, Johnny, have we talked about that game? I know somebody has.
You know, somebody mentioned it, but we didn't talk about it. But I happen to be free right now.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Well, you know who it was? It was Nick. It was Nick, yeah.
Anyway, if you're ready for this, the Bills had that comeback win over the Titans last week, 14-13. However, Tyrod Taylor suffered a sprained knee. He may not play. They do get Shady McCoy back, and they really need him. The Bills' secondary has been torched quite a bit this year. Cincinnati, 5-0. We We've been on them all year. The big comeback win. They were down by 17 to the Saints. You have to be pretty impressed by that. Dalton has three games now with over 300 yards passing. A tight end, Tyler Eifert. It's come on strong, 24 catches, 5 TDs. Yeah, I like Cincinnati on the road, lay the 3.
Well, you know, it's funny because when I look at the 6 bets a game stats for this game, it's one of the biggest trends of the week. In the first half, on the road, Cincinnati is under 11-14, and Buffalo is under 10-12 at home. So in home games, in the last 12 home games at Buffalo, they have gone under the number in the first half, 10-12. The thing about overs and unders, Johnny, a lot of people don't get it. And we try to teach on this show as much as we can that saying the game is 55 for that Colts game, they're not telling us that they think there's going to be 55 points scored. They're telling us that that's the number you got to play if you want to bet the game. And that allows them to get some people betting the over and some people betting the under. And in a perfect world, Johnny, as you know, they shut down the windows. They go back outside, they have a cigarette or two, come back 3 hours later, they pay the winners and they keep the money in the middle. And that's a perfect world for the sports books, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so let's go out to Zach. Zach, you got a winner for us.
Yes, I do, Chad. Thanks for having me on. So the Jaguars and Texans game is not getting a lot of attention. It's not a very sexy game, but I figure, you know, it's got to get some attention. Jaguars are at home. The line is even right now. They're coming off of a close win. They've been gaining some momentum. The Texans do not look that strong. They've been having quarterback issues all year. And I'm picking Blake Bortles and the Jaguars to win at home.
All right, Zach, let's see. Let me. Thanks again. We'll talk to you next week. I think if I remember correctly, I'm going to grab my sheet here. Zach split the board his last two picks. So he's due for a winner. And that was, who do you have again? Jacksonville, he said?
Yeah, AFC South division matchup, a couple of 1-4 teams.
What are you thinking?
Well, you know, Texans, Brian Hoyer is back at quarterback now. Three of their four losses have been by a total of 7 points. Arian Foster really needs to get going to save this team season. The Jags, yeah, they have, you know, Blake Bortles is really coming along and playing a hell of a lot better football. Threw for 303 yards last week. Yeah, T.J. Yeldon is coming along, too. Julius Thomas, the old Broncos tight end, is playing for the Jags this year. I like Jacksonville at home, laying the 1 point. Yeah, go with the Jags.
You know, when we do our Thursday show from the Fox Sports Grill, we really have three aspects. One is we look back and we go over the calls from this show. Two is we've got live action, so we're betting live bets. And remember last week you had a, not this past Thursday, the Thursday before, you hit a winner right on the air, I remember.
That's right. I think that's broadcasting history.
Yeah. And then the other aspect is that we're going to kind of look ahead. And this week Tyler joined us. We were looking at some of the games. And this game was one of those games that I mentioned I won't need my watch every game. .com box, because it doesn't matter. If it was the only game on, I think I might have trouble watching that Houston-Jacksonville game. But I'm a big Blake Bortles fan. So, all right, so we're gonna get Tommy on real quick. Tommy, you know what?
What's going on, boys?
Morning, Tommy.
We got a minute left in this segment, so I'm going to ask you real quick to give us one game that you think most people would be surprised that you're going to be on, and then we'll hold you over to the break, and then we'll talk to you again after the commercials.
All right. Well, the one game I think people might be surprised that I like the Lions this week, -3 at home over the Bears.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you in a bit. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6betsagame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6betsagame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sports books all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6betsagame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the
Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's sixbetsagame.com. Start winning more bets now.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these watcheverygame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the watcheverygame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the watcheverygame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movie.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the watcheverygame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at watcheverygame.com and you'll save $50 off of your watcheverygame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
At championshipfootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a New England Patriots fan or an Ohio State Buckeyes backer. Maybe Grams is a lifelong New York Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law is a 12th man living in Seattle. Know a member of the Michigan State Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who's a Baltimore Ravens fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, they're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Hey, this is an important message. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. Sports betting is supposed to be a hobby. It's supposed to be fun. If you're hurting yourself by gambling with money you don't have, check out our website for the Gamblers Anonymous phone number.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz along with Johnny D.
Yes.
We are giving you as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour can handle. This is our championshipfootballs.com segment. And as Johnny mentioned, we tend to, when we're out at the Fox Sports Grill with the championship footballs, we tend to make sure they're all inflated properly, except for the New England Patriots Super Bowl 49 football that they're selling, because for some reason, people like to be able to squeeze that and feel it, that it's a little light on the air. And we'll see Sunday night if that has anything to do with it. So, Tommy, I know you're a Colts fan. When we're done with you, we're going to talk to Mo, who's in Colts territory. Any way do you see the Colts even keeping this game close?
No.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
The only advantage that they have is the home field advantage. They haven't played well. They haven't played well against good teams. They haven't played well against bad teams. They had to come from 20 points down in the fourth quarter to beat Tennessee. And then they almost gave that lead back with 55 seconds left on the clock. They're just not a good team at this point in the season. I'm not saying they won't get there. And they're definitely going to win that division because everybody else in that division is terrible. I mean, that's just an awful division. It mirrors the AFC West of the last, 10 years.
But, you know, it's funny because, as you mentioned, you would say more times than not, you would say if your team's consistent, you like that. But when you say they don't play good against bad teams and they don't play good against good teams, that's not the kind of consistency you're looking for, you know, especially if you're betting on them.
Anyway, my brother has an interesting idea. Considering that the Packers and the Patriots are the two best teams in the, you know, in football right now.
Can't argue that.
I think they're both they're 9-0 against the number.
Yep.
So his idea was, why don't you just 6-point tease them, the two of them, every single week for the rest of the year?
There you go.
I thought that was just an excellent idea. Yeah, I just thought that was a.
And you're gonna get even money out of two.
I think you're laying 7-5, but still, you know, it's
pretty close to even. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You're paying 70 to win your 50, but you know, you'll take those odds. You get your 70 back.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Those two teams could go 18-0 and meet in the Super Bowl. Wow. How would that be?
That would be great.
I'm pretty sure that we just got Mazziota Design, the guys that do our graphics for our footballs. We got them a little excited. That would be pretty cool because they would be doing two. We did an undefeated season football. There was a little hitch in the artwork. I don't remember what it was. Oh, yeah, the Giants won the game. That's what it was.
Well, it would definitely be easy on their typesetter because you don't even have to put zeros next to all.
There you go. Exactly. All right, Tommy, best bet of the week before we let you go?
I hate to say it, but I have to go with Augie.
There you go.
And then Grant Bernardo. I think the Patriots are just going to pick their points by how many points they want to beat them by.
Well, then that's what happened last week. One of the guys says it was 8.5. He goes, it should be 18.5, and they won 30-8. Oh, and before we let you go, one other thing. Steve came in to let us know right after our show, they're going right to the Baylor game. So, what do you think? You got any opinions on the Baylor game for people they can make some instant money right now in the next 15 minutes?
Bet the over in any Baylor game.
There you go.
Over the total. I mean, they'll score 60 by themselves.
Can't go wrong there. All right, Tommy, we'll see you next week.
All right, God bless, guys.
Speaking about the Colts, Johnny D, what do you think? Should we bring Mo on?
Yeah, let's bring Mo back in. What's up, Mo?
Hey, no, I'm going to talk about the Jacksonville-Houston game. And Chad, I heard you say you were a big Blake Bortles fan. I was wondering who that guy was.
Well, you know, part of it is that, you know, we sold a few of those Central Florida footballs when the Fiesta Bowl they won?
Got a friend for life now.
There you go, baby. You make me a couple dollars, Mo. I'll follow you around like a puppy.
All right, sure, I understand.
So what are you thinking?
It's going to be a massacre Sunday night.
Yeah.
Not too bad for the Patriots. They're going to have to beat the crap out of the Colts that bad.
Well, I mean, it's not like last time they played was close. It was 45-7. Wasn't that the final?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I think the only chance, I heard you talk about deflated football, the only chance they've got is they don't give Tom Brady a football. I think that's the only chance the Colts have is if he doesn't get to play with a football.
We're taking our ball and going home. I remember because Johnny and I were at the Red River, or I forget what casino we were at, but we were in Vegas, and we had the over in the second half of that game big, and the Colts weren't helping us at all.
No, they tend not to do that when it comes to playing the Patriots. I'll tell you, I'm afraid it's going to be embarrassing and on a national stage Sunday night. But if it were me, honestly, I wouldn't play Andrew Luck. I'd continue to let him heal. And I would have played Matt Hasselbeck. They do have the help, though, of Ahmad Bradshaw, who was picked up this week, who averaged 4.9 yards a carry last year with the Colts and is one of the best blitz pickup running backs in the league. So that should help relieve some of the pressure, hopefully off Andrew Luck. But you got to cover Rob Gronkowski and Sergio Brown, who covered him so well in that game last year during the regular season, now in Jacksonville. And it sets up to be a massacre of epic proportions Sunday night.
Yeah, we've got the – you know what we had, Mo? A lot of activity on the Carolina-Seattle game. And they're leaning towards the dogs, the public. You know, as you know, when you listen to Sports Betting Weekly, and Johnny, if they want to call, we've still got a few minutes for calls.
1-866-405-1717.
And if you don't get through because it's busy or we can't get to you, you could always go to Twitter at SB Weekly, put your pick on there. Facebook is Sports Betting Weekly. Anytime you put your picks on there, we're going to keep them. We keep track of them. But, yeah, so we got a lot of early Carolina money coming in on that Seattle game. What are you thinking, Mo?
Carolina's played tough. You had a chance of Luke Kuechly being back. Seattle, to me, they have the weapons, but to me, you know, I've said this numerous times over the past year, and I know how excited Sloppy was when when Jimmy Graham came to town, but you get rid of an all-pro in your center in Max Unger, and that just changes the way everybody does things in Seattle. And I don't think they're a very good team at all. They're, you know, a bad call away from being a team with one win. And I like what Carolina's done so far. Cam Newton has a chance to really break out this year and solidify himself as a top-tier quarterback. I like Carolina in the game. But to me, there's one intriguing game, and I heard Tommy talk about that, that intrigues the hell out of me, is the fact that Detroit, who hasn't won a game yet, is giving points against the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, well, that, you know, that's right in your neck of the woods. And how much of that is the Bears, not necessarily the Lions?
Well, you know, I agree that, but the Bears are the only 0-3 team that has two wins now. But, you know, with the Lions, I've been a humongous supporter of Amir Abdullah all year long. And just for a price of a cup of coffee a day, I've been a big supporter of his. So, you know, it's a buzz in Detroit so far. And those aren't just from the flies around the family of Amir Abdullah. It's an exciting game when the Bears come to town.
No, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. All right, so one other thing we're going to I mentioned to Tommy, we're going to slide right out of our show. They're sliding into the Baylor game. And Tommy says that any time you've got the Baylor on the field, you got to score. I think the over-under is like 75 or something, you know?
Yeah, Baylor can probably score that by themselves.
Is there any shot that they lose that game?
If they do that, for me, it would be, I would just end the Baylor program right then and there. They wind up losing this game. They're a fun team to watch, man. I love watching Baylor. No matter who they're playing, it's a lot of fun to watch on offense.
No doubt about it. All right, Mo, any updates back there? You got anything big planned for the BS Sports Show?
Man, huge week in the football. Talk about, obviously, here Michigan State goes off tonight, Notre Dame and USC. I'll be there for that game later tonight, and it'll be fun to see how USC comes out. Do these kids come out fighting after the loss of their coach, or do they come out like they're all messed up on pills and booze too?
It'll be interesting to see. You know, you say a prayer for the guy, get his life together, because boy, you got to really be bottoming out to lose the job as the head coach of USC for that reason.
Golly, you are correct, sir.
Yep. All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Hey, Johnny, so I'm checking my texts, and I got a text from 3:30 to this morning from Charles. Now, Charles, he's three in a row. He hasn't given us a loser. He gave us Green Bay, Patriots, and Denver. He's coming right back with Denver, but he was supposed to call, but the text was at 3:30 in the morning, so I'm thinking,
guy keeps some strange hours, that Charles guy.
So, okay, we're going to be winding down here, Johnny. What I'm looking for from you is some last thoughts. What are you thinking?
Hey, you know, San Diego Chargers at Green Bay. You know, I love my Chargers. The Pack gets a lot of love on this show. I've won more money betting on the Packers than any other team ever in my entire life. Aaron Rodgers is the best player in the NFL. The Packers' defense is playing great. They had three picks in that win over St. Louis. For some reason, though, the Packers have not been putting up a lot of points the last 2 weeks, 20 points a game. Superchargers off that tough last second loss to Pittsburgh on Monday night. The Chargers have the third best offense in the league. Rivers leads the league in passing. Hey, it's the National Football League, people. Any given Sunday, I'll take the 10.5 points, and I might throw a little lunch money on the money line, and it should be a doozy. My two favorite teams are playing, so I like that. And I got a couple of top picks for you, too, whenever you're ready.
All right, so I'm just letting you know on that game, I'm going to be watching the first quarter, because Green Bay and the over in the first quarter, you can't parlay them, but they've been hitting hot. Real quick, I want to mention the holiday buying season. Perfect when you've got somebody that's a football fan, but they don't really need anything. Check out the autographed footballs at championshipfootballs.com. Promo code $50 off of radio. We got the last minute here, Johnny. I'm going to do a couple things differently this week. I wanted to get your best plays, but I also want to talk about that Baylor game that we're leading into, because I think we got some winners for them.
I've already bet on Baylor in that game. Yeah, I think Baylor may be the number one team in the country, so I love Baylor. I'm the over-under is like 77, but yeah.
So
I like Baylor.
What's your best plays?
Best plays in the NFL. Here we go. Minnesota Vikings over Kansas City. I'm still flying high with the Arizona Cardinals and, of course, the New England Patriots. And a little extra nugget. Three-team money line parlay. Play Cleveland, Detroit, and San Francisco and cash a big ticket
now,
on the money line parlay.
I'm telling you right now, people, listen, write it down, because he hits his money line parlays he has. Final thoughts for me, go to the website, Sports Betting Weekly. You'll see the mythical bankroll with my best bet, and you can text radio to 706-685-6619. We'll get you on the show next week. This has been Sports Betting Weekly. Do me a favor, always be cashing.